Green Mountain College sits on 155 acres, framing the far west end of Pulteney Village and continuing the town's long heritage as a home for education. In the 1830s, as the Methodist movement grew, the Regional Troy Conference was formed to support more than 60 churches in upstate New York and Vermont. It was the Troy Conference in 1834 that formed the Troy Conference Academy, now known as Green Mountain College. The college might not have been located in Pulteney, though, if it hadn't been for the foresight of the townspeople. The conference noted the beauty, healthfulness, temperance, good order, and freedom from influences baneful to a school of Pulteney. But the gift of some $6,000 from the townspeople clinched the deal. In 1863, the school's name changed to Ripley Female College, in part due to a lack of male students who were fighting in what the locals at the time called the War of 1861. The college became a leader in the women's educational movement and was the first college in Vermont to graduate a woman. One of the first graduates was Anna Catherine Green, whose 1878 novel, The Leavenworth Case, A Lawyer's Story, was an early American bestseller. Some refer to Green as the mother of the detective novel. The school reverted to Troy Conference Academy in 1874 and changed again in 1931 when the academy launched Green Mountain Junior College, the first junior college in Vermont. And again, during World War II, Green Mountain reverted to a college for women. The school returned to its co-educational mission in 1974, changing its name to Green Mountain College and offering four-year bachelor's degrees. In the 1990s, the college developed a curriculum focused on the environmental liberal arts and has become a leader in the sustainability education movement on college campuses. The tour continues now to the left of the campus gates, but feel free to wander the grounds where the classic brick and column buildings mix with rows of maple trees, tapped each spring for syrup, and a farm that provides food for the cafeteria. Through all these years, the fortunes of the college and the community have been intertwined. The students remember the town fondly. Sylvia Williams certainly did.
There was one little store next door to the Journal Press, and Mrs. Dimmickle ran her restaurant, a little small restaurant there. And we had to go to chapel at the college three times a week, and we finished at 10. And if you hurried, you could skinny downtown and go to Mrs. Dimmickle's, and you could get a piece of her chocolate cream pie for 10 cents. She only made a couple of them, and if you wanted one, you had to get there first. And they didn't last long. It was delicious.
Leave the college campus and cross to the other side of College Street. Follow the sidewalk south along College Street to reach the Y at Bentley Avenue. On your right, you'll see the porch and tower of the Bentley House.